Trans hockey tournament clarifies NHL's involvement after video of concussed female player goes viral. By Dylan Gwynn on December 14, 2022. A viral video of a male hockey player leaving a female player concussed after knocking her to the ice at a transgender hockey tournament has sparked outrage and prompted the event organizers to clarify the NHL's ties to the tournament. The NHL made headlines last week when they tweeted their support for the all-trans draft tournament in Middleton, Wisconsin. The tournament featured teams composed of biological males who identify as women and biological females who identify as men, all playing against each other. Naturally, however, putting males and females together on the ice and asking them to play a contact sport is inherently dangerous and, well, insane. The predictable outcome of one of the female players getting seriously hurt came to fruition after one of the female players was lightly bumped by a male player and sent crashing to the ice. The female player suffered a concussion as a result of the fall. However, the NHL thought this clearly and obviously dangerous event was a great idea. The league tweeted its support for the tournament from its official account. The league's support for the event wasn't tepid either. For example, when a Twitter user queried the league about men and women playing together, the league doubled down by parroting left-wing transgender talking points. However, in light of the viral video of a severely injured female player and serious questions about the NHL's level of involvement, Team Trans posted a statement claiming they were the organizers, not the NHL. While the NHL is supportive of providing accessibility to all organizations that love hockey, the statement reads, "This tournament was organized by Team Trans, not the NHL, and was done with intentionally to create teams with even skill levels." Speculation abounds about what prompted Team Trans to take ownership of the event and distance the NHL from it. Some believe the league wanted the statement posted to clear up confusion about the event being organized by the NHL. There may be some truth to that. However, one thing is clear, the NHL didn't seem to have an issue with people having the impression that they had organized the event until after someone got seriously hurt. The tournament took place on November 19 and 20. The NHL tweeted its endorsement of the trans hockey tournament on November 22. What's clear, though, is no one made a statement putting distance between the NHL and the trans tournament until after video of a concussed female went viral. The fact of the matter is the NHL endorsed an extremely dangerous event in which someone was seriously injured. And they did this for no other reason than winning favor with leftist elites who probably already hate them for being such an overwhelmingly white league. Seems like a bad deal.